T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts, the show that's all about your health, your life, your home, and so much more with our rotating cast of experts. You can find past shows online at talk1370.com/experts. And if you've got a question for any of our experts, you can email us, asktheexperts@talk1370.com. Returning to the show today, we've got Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, welcome back to Ask the Experts.
Hey, thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate it.
Tell our audience, those that may not have caught one of your past shows with us, tell us a little bit about Texas Fair Offers, kind of your background, and just let our audience get to know you a little bit.
Texas Fair Offers, we're a real estate investment company. We focus on primarily three things. We look at multifamily investments. So we invest in multifamily apartment complexes nationwide. We look at properties that are in need of, some fixing up or rehab, and also buy and hold opportunities. And we also do wholesaling, so real estate investment wholesaling. So when something doesn't necessarily match up with our criteria, we have a large group of investors who have money that they are looking to deploy for certain projects, whether it's a fix and flip or buy and hold that we work with. So we basically look for off-market property. It can be an as-is condition, or it could be a home that doesn't really need much work, and the homeowner is just looking to sell quickly, and maybe they're relocating, or there's a situation that came up, and we just look for opportunities to help those people.
What brought you into the real estate business?
My business partner Josh and I, one morning, a handful of years ago, we were having a pancake breakfast with our sons, and this whole idea of legacy and just kind of starting a business came up. And really, from that day forward, we just, kind of brainstormed a few ideas. We both were passionate about real estate, love real estate, and, just wanted to create something, right? And I think at the root cause of it was just more of like creating a business and showing people that we could start something from nothing. So from that morning, really, is where it all started. And 5 years later, we're operating in, two major markets, well, throughout Central Texas and now into Atlanta. And we're doing multifamily apartment complexes nationwide. So we started from nothing, $0. And, we've been able to kind of pave a road for ourselves here. So it's been good.
You mentioned there in Central Texas, Atlanta. What are all the different areas that you operate in?
Yeah, so in Texas, we've done work in Houston, Dallas, obviously Austin, San Antonio. We've also done a lot in the outskirts. So if we look at Waco, Temple, College Station, Bryan, we have a property that we're looking at in Horseshoe Bay, for instance, Marble Falls. So, kind of all out in those areas as well. Outside of Texas, we're looking at Atlanta. We have a few properties that we're closing on this month there. We've also done some stuff in Florida, kind of one-off Florida. Tampa Bay, Orlando, Jacksonville. We're constantly looking into just other markets. A lot of people, other wholesalers or investment groups will come to us and see if we're interested in anything or if we can help them out. And sellers, they call us from all over as well. So we do our best to try to accommodate everyone. So we're constantly looking for new opportunities, new areas that we can work in. So all over is a good, pretty much the answer.
Absolutely. We keep talking about real estate wholesaling. For someone who may not be familiar, maybe they're just familiar with the more retail side of real estate. Talk about the difference between a traditional realtor versus the wholesaling process.
Yeah. So it's usually, someone who is a homeowner who's looking for, to do more of a private sale. It could be a number of different reasons. I mean, some of the reasons we get are, you know, they don't want to pay commissions, or, you know, quite common is, the repair is too extensive, or they don't have the money to do the rehab to the house in order to get it ready for market, to get that top dollar. There's situations that come up where, you know, unfortunately life happens and life circumstance happens, and, you know, they find themselves in a financial situation where they need to get out of it quick, or they're going to lose their house, or, you know, a number of different reasons why people would work with us. But generally speaking, it's someone who is in a situation of some sort, you know, whether it's distressed or not, that are just looking for an alternative way to do business, and often in a quick manner. So that's where we would come in. Our wholesale division would come in. We would work with the seller in ideally getting them something close to what they want. We have to factor in, you know, certain things like market values, after repair values, cost to getting it to market repair or to market ready, all those things that we'd have to factor in. But what we can do is we work with a large group of investors that have the financial resources to move quickly on a property. Many of them have their own construction crews. And what that allows for us to do is connect them, so as a connector, really connect the seller with people that normally they wouldn't have in their network. And a lot of these people do not look on MLS, they look for off-market opportunities, and we can connect those sellers with that end, you know, technically buyer, that investor who's looking to take on the project. And when we come in, is we bridge that gap, and the end investor would pay us, not the seller, but the end investor, the flipper, the buy hold person, would pay us a fee for connecting. So that's, you know, kind of just a brief overview of real estate wholesaling, you know, and how it works. Obviously, you know, it's not a market value type situation. So someone who's looking to get market value for their home, you know, we're not the right fit. Like, we're not the right fit for probably, you know, 95% of the people out there when it comes to real estate wholesaling. But there are those 5% that, you know, they just would rather not go the traditional means for whatever reason. And, you know, they're willing to accept a little less. I think the most common reason for it is, you know, there's work that needs to be done to the house, and they just don't know where to start, or they don't have the money to do it. And that's where we can come in and say, hey, look, we'll buy that property from you, less the repairs there. And then what you take home is that number. And so that's more of the common situation that we come up with.
As Steve mentioned, if you find yourself in a situation where you've got a property you're looking to sell, maybe it's run down a little bit, needs some repairs. Maybe you're in a tax situation where property taxes are becoming a challenge for you to be able to meet your obligations there. Steve and his team can help. They'll talk you through your situation, figure out if their services are right for you, and if a wholesaling option will work for your particular situation. Log on to TexasFairOffers.com. Get a free no-obligation cash offer on your property, or you can give Steve and his team a call at 512-579-3952. Again, that's TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, we've only got a couple of minutes left before we have to run to a break. You mentioned a lot of the different obstacles that homeowners face when they consider selling their property, and you kind of dabbled a little bit on how you come up with the offers that you make on properties as far as repairs. Talk a little bit more about some of the different things that go into creating an offer on a property, and how wholesaling through Texas Fair Offers might be a better solution for certain properties and certain situations that potential clients might face.
You know, there's a number of different factors that come into it. And I guess the major thing that we look at is, okay, well, what is a house going to sell for once the work has been completed? And so, you know, some of the things that we look for, okay, is, you know, what is the market going to bear, right? What is it going to allow for our investing partners to buy at, and what are they willing to do? Because there has to be a return on their investment in order for it to be worthwhile. So when a seller calls us, we go through, you know, probably a, you know, 5-10 minute initial phone conversation just to find out and learn a little bit more about the situation, and, you know, just get a general idea of what's needed to the house. From there, our sales associates, they're online, they can look at properties and what they're selling for, and And from that initial conversation, we can put together a pretty quick estimate as far as what our offer range would be to the seller. And things that might impact that offer range would be, you know, the cost of renovation. A lot of homes, you know, we find are, you know, in need of some serious renovation. There's some foundation issues, roof, mechanical, electrical, all this stuff needs to be done. That's going to obviously impact the offer that we can give. Then there's other situations where, you know, time might be of essence. They need to sell quickly. And in order to do that, we might be offering a slightly lower number there as well. And then there's the other situations where time isn't necessarily such a constraint and the house doesn't necessarily need all that much work, where the offer would be different. So we factor in all these different sorts of situations when putting a number together. And assuming that, you know, we can work through, you know, somewhat of an agreement between that range, and it seems like it's going to work and it's fair for everyone, then we would set an in-person appointment for one of our associates to go there, to go meet with someone in person, to introduce them, and then, you know, kind of go through the property and just ensure that everything, you know, is what we were told it is. And then from there, you know, sign a contract, and usually we're closing within, you know, 20 to 30 days, if not sooner.
TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Get a free, no-obligation cash offer on your property. If you've got a real estate property you're looking to, maybe you need to get out of quickly, or financial distress is causing you some issues there, give Steve a call. Steve and his team can take a look at your situation and figure out if they are the right fit for you. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk a whole lot more real estate, wholesaling, and investing. Steve Enns with Texas Fair Offers is our guest on Ask the Experts on Talk 1370. We're back after this. Welcome back to Talk 1370's Ask the Experts. We're talking real estate, wholesaling, and investing today. Our guest is Steve Enns with TexasFairOffers.com. If you're looking for a free, no-obligation cash offer on your property, or maybe you want to dabble in the world of real estate investing, give Steve and his team a call, 512-579-3952, or log on to TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, before the break, we were talking about the different scenarios in which real estate wholesaling might be the right fit for a potential client. Talk about the general process of how a homeowner can best prepare to sell their property, whether they're going into wholesaling or potentially the retail real estate environment.
Yeah, I would say regardless of whether you're working with whoever you're working with, I mean, it could be a real estate, you know, investor, you know, someone who, you know, a general contractor who's looking to buy the house, or, you know, a realtor, is do your homework, right? Do a little research, spend a little bit of time, you know, researching the people that you're meeting with. Right. And make sure that, you know, you know the person that you're speaking to as best as you can. You know, so that's one of the things that I would recommend everyone does before or after speaking with someone. Right. It's just, you know, take some time and really just kind of research, you know, who it is that you're speaking with. And you know, from there, if you are looking at, okay, well, what's my property worth? You know, there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can do that. Often I find, you know, people will say, oh, I looked on Zillow. You know, and Zillow is a great tool, but it's not, you know, super accurate either at times, because, you know, it does, you know, factor in a bunch of different things and, you know, different properties. It doesn't necessarily give you an accurate idea of, like, you know, what a home that's completely fixed up it looks like, you know. So it's basically just taking a data pool from my understanding and that sort of thing. So, you know, depending on your house is different and unique than all the other houses. It may need more work or it may need less work. It's tough to say, right? So, you know, Zillow is a good resource. It kind of gives you an idea of what your home is worth. But then, you know, looking at exactly what has sold that is in similar condition in your area is probably the best way of going about it. And, you know, realtors can help you with that, showing you comparable houses that have sold that are, you know, within reason of to that of yours. You know, we can also help with that. So when someone calls our phone number and speaks with one of our live sales associates, you know, they can provide you with detailed information about, you know, what's been selling in the area that matches your property, that, you know, has the same, you know, bed and bath combinations, roughly the same square footage, and is in roughly the, you know, approximately the same condition as yours. So, you know, those are the things that I would do if I was a homeowner, and really just kind of look out for the person who is somewhat the outlier in that whole situation. Because if you get a number of people saying, oh, hey, look, I think your property is somewhere around this range, you know, 200 to 250. And then you have that one person that says, oh, I'll pay you 300 for it. You know, probably I'd be a little bit suspect of that because, you know, it does happen where people will give you a number that far exceeds your expectations. And then, you know, they get under contract and they try to negotiate you down after. And, you know, sometimes that happens. There's more work that's needed to a house that no one knew about. And, you know, it kind of impacts the price both on the retail side and on the wholesale side. It happens in both situations. But most of the time, you know, we always try to cover all those bases before presenting an offer. But, you know, I'd say your online sources are, you know, real estate agents, have them pull comps for you that are comparable to that of your property. We can help with that as well. And, you know, just to educate yourself. The thing that I wouldn't do really is, and I hear this all the time from people, they speak with a neighbor and the neighbor, you know, or someone has this idea that their house is worth more. And often we ask the question, well, okay, well, what kind of houses are they looking at? And, you know, where are they getting that number from? And they have real no place of, well, I don't know, right, is kind of the answer we get. And so, you know, that's unfortunate because it sets the wrong, I guess, expectation in the seller's mind as far as what their property's worth. And then they end up sitting on the property for too long. And because they're waiting for that higher number that a friend or a neighbor or someone who doesn't really have access to the information that we do or say a real estate agent does, and they're just misinformed and they end up, you know, taking longer to sell their property. So I'd say, you know, realtors, established real estate wholesale investors, you know, are two really good sources for people.
And you really need to make sure that you're working with an apples to apples comparison anytime you're trying to figure out what your potential property is worth if you're heading into a situation of trying to sell it. Our guest on... Go ahead, Steve.
Well, even, and sorry, Casey, just even, you know, to touch on that too, like as much as crossing over, you know, a major street, right? If you start going across major streets and comparing houses on, you know, different neighborhoods within a zip code even, the prices differ, right? So, you know, a lot of people will set this huge range of like a radius of, you know, a couple miles or whatever. And the neighborhoods, the streets change so very quickly. So like it's even getting, you know, that granular with it, that really helps kind of nail down an accurate price point.
Our guest is Steve Enns, TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952 for a free no obligation cash offer. If you've got a real estate property you're looking to potentially get rid of, maybe you're in a situation of financial distress, maybe Austin's sky high property taxes have finally gotten to you, whatever the situation is, Steve and his team will talk to you about your situation, help you figure out if working with them is the right path forward for you. And hey, maybe you're looking for investment opportunities. If you're interested in getting into real estate investing, Steve and his team can help you with that as well. 512-579-3952. Log on to TexasFairOffers.com. Steve, we got just a few minutes left. I want to touch on that real estate investing piece. Talk about for someone who may not have an idea of how to get started with real estate investing. Obviously, you got to have a little bit of money, but other than that, what does a beginner need to get started in real estate investing?
Yeah, you know what? That's a great question. I would say, you know, a lot of passion and desire really goes a long way. I mean, you need to know why it is that you're wanting to do it, because it's not necessarily an easy business. There's a lot of rejection, a lot of, you know, things that come up that you just, you know, you're super unprepared for. So I'd say, you know, having a really good understanding of why you're wanting to do it is super important. Our company, we've, you know, helped out a lot of, you know, people start. And that's something that we're super proud of, because, you know, we want to help young entrepreneurs start their business and grow their business. So, you know, one thing that we offer here is we offer the opportunity to do, you know, joint venture opportunities and help, you know, those that are looking to get started, or even, you know, those that have established businesses but are looking to scale their operation and grow their business. You know, we've been helping them as well. So you know, you can certainly reach out to us. We'd be more than willing to help you. You know, if it's, you know, finding deals or marketing, or, you know, perhaps you have something that you need help with, you know, reach out to our team, and we're more than happy to lend a hand and try and help you out.
Again, that's TexasFairOffers.com, 512-579-3952. Steve, real quick before we go, just touch on kind of the culture behind Texas Fair Offers and what sets you and your team apart from other companies that buy houses as is, other wholesalers, other investors. What makes the difference with TexasFairOffers.com?
Yeah, no, that's great, Casey. And, you know, it constantly is, I think, evolving and changing over time. I mean, it sounds funny, but, you know, the thing that drives us is, you know, we really want to make the world a bit of a better place. And you know, that's like, well, how do you do that through real estate investing and wholesaling? Well, for us, it's, you know, every person that we come in contact with, we want to try and leave them a little better off than when we found them. Whether that's just through a conversation, through, you know, the energy that we're trying to convey over the phone or in person. You know, even sometimes we don't get the house under contract or whatever, we just want to leave that person feeling good and hopefully, you know, impact their day and make their day better. And then hopefully they, you know, that will ripple effect will happen and that will affect other people that they're close to. So when it comes down to, like, you know, for us, like, that's one major thing that's important to us. The other thing is that we're constantly pushing ourselves internally here to be better people, to grow, to, you know, expand as human beings as well as a business. So, you know, we want to be the idea of possibility that, you know, whatever you put your mind to, you can make happen, and hopefully, you know, inspire a few people to, you know, make the changes that they need to make in their life in order to get to where it is that they want to go. So, you know, that's kind of the fuel that lights our fire.
Real estate is part of the American dream, and for sure, Steve and his team are there. If they are able to help you in any situation, they definitely will. Give them a call if you find yourself in a situation where you need to sell a property quickly. Maybe you're in financial distress with property taxes or a mortgage payment that has just gotten out of control. They can help. 512-579-3952, TexasFairOffers.com. They'll give you a free, no obligation, cash offer after talking you through the different scenarios and what kind of work your property might need. Steve, anything else before we wrap up?
No, that's all, Casey. Really appreciate your time. And yeah, if anyone is considering selling or needs to sell within the next, you know, few months, like, we're definitely interested in speaking with you. Yeah, would love just to chat.
Thanks so much, Steve. We'll look forward to having you back on Ask the Experts soon.
Great, thank you.
That's it for today's Ask the Experts. Again, you can catch up on past episodes online at talk1370.com/experts. And if you have a question for Steve or any of our other experts, email those to us at asktheexperts@talk1370.com. We'll talk to you next time right here on Talk 1370's Ask the Experts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.